After a spot of Hollywood glamour going live at the Hollywood Bowl, Universal Pictures offered Monty Python the opportunity to make another movie. Sold as a poem and a budget, they aimed small by calling it The Meaning of Life.
That's a true story. The guy from Universal, whose name we should memorialise at this point, and Ted Mount. They wanted to know what we were doing, and we didn't want studio notes. We'd all been kind of aware of Hollywood by now, so we took in a poem I'd written. You know, there's everything in this movie, everything that fits, from the meaning of life in the universe to girls with great big tits, and we gave them that and a budget. And Mount said yes, and I thanked him for it recently. And he said, you know what it was? He said that I was in charge of Universal, and he said, because we got Python, all of the other comics in America signed up with us. Because, he said, it was just worth it for us just for that. Just because we got such kudos for having Python, doing a Python film, that everybody signed, the Eddie Murphys and all the other people just sort of signed up with them. So that was their motivation to do it, I learned.
Meaning of Life had a much longer gestation than any of the others. It was quite hard work. We tried so many different ways of trying to get the story together, and we wrote a huge amount of material that was never used.
It took so long to even focus on what it was about. Seven Stages of Men definitely was the idea, but then it just got dissipated somehow.
Because they are separate ideas. I mean, the Seven Stages of Men and the Meaning of Life are...
Yeah,
don't
but it was
necessarily connect.
No, but that was going to be the shape. There was going to be that, it was just desperately trying to find a shape to hold all this disparate material together. I was getting so frustrated because I just felt some of the earlier ideas were so much better as a shape, and then it didn't happen. But that's the way it works. But when you look at the film, it's got some of the best stuff Python's ever done. Mm. It's just, as a complete entity, it isn't as satisfying. But it's got grand stuff.
And often, whenever we couldn't find a theme, then people would say, well, let's just write. And then there'd be a whole new pile of material, which was not really connected.
I mean, it's very, very hard to know where you went after Life of Brian. Mm. But I remember us thinking that, where do we go next? And I think the Seven Ages of Man, birth, life, death, that idea, so the whole, the big one, the really big one, seemed to be the only way you could cap Life of Brian.
I think a lot of time passed. You know, we'd come back and it was still amorphous. It was still just a pile of scripts. And so we thought, well, we'll try the Caribbean again, you know, let's do that thing. So we went to Jamaica this time. And we stayed in a house, and it was kind of difficult because we didn't have a concept and we didn't have a film. And it was only really late on, I think, that I suddenly went up and said, it's the meaning of life. And we said, yeah, that's it. That's all. That became like, and we worked really, really hard in 2 or 3 days and put it all together, and that was the meaning of life. And then we went back, and I think at that point, we should have then got together again because we had the concept, now we had some of the material, but it needed a whole other rewrite, and John just wouldn't do it. He wouldn't meet. And I think if we'd met, it would have gone the next stage, which is what it needed to go to, which is the Seven Ages of Man, so that you actually followed one character through birth, and it could have been out of time, but as he grew up into maturity, you know, that was a character. And it was all just waiting to happen. We just needed another series of meetings, and we could have got it to that point, and it would have been much more satisfactory, because what is a sort of apparently a sketch film and a bit lecture-y could have become a clever narrative that led you through birth to death.